والخير. ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. ذلك خير من الله بسيدنا شكر الشكر في الجنه ونسكي اخيه من الله تنظيم الغاثات ونظيم الخمسه في العظيم. وضع الله شاهد باذن الله لكن في المسجد ان يضع الله في المسجد مؤمنا لكن غايبا. عزيزتي that nothing deserves to worship except Allah alone. We have no body in your faces. And I go with you that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a slave servant in his messenger. This evening, we will be left to have us in this lecture on the Tariq and our series of lectures concerning the explanation of the Aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that was written by Al-Imam Abu Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani rahimahullah. We discussed the topic in the next few sections dealing with the need of the faith in Masqalah wal-Qadah. Al-Imam ibn Abi Zayd rahimahullah mentioned this topic in the unlike what has been mentioned by الإمام الصحابي رحمه الله في هذه السنة الأسرة ولم يروى عقيدة الرحمنية من نوع العقيدة الصحابية. In this lesson, we have discussed the topic of Al-Qadr al-Qadar in detail in a number of places in that essay, not all in one place, but we have discussed so many aspects of it and so many of the details. However, it is sufficient what has been mentioned here with a brief explanation to know the basics of the important matters related to Al-Iman, Al-Qadr al-Qadar, as it is understood by the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. It begins by saying, rahimahullah, of those things that it is required for one to believe in, the things of Iman, bil-qadr, khayrihi wa shabrihi, khayrihi wa mutlihi, wa dhillu dhalika qad qaddarahu ma rabbina, wa man qadir al-imad liyadihi, wa nasdarha an qadaihi. One of those things that it is appropriate for the Muslim to believe in is that the ability of man, and in fact it is one of the fundamentals of Islamic faith, one of the arkan of Iman, a shikta, the fifth fundamental pillars of faith, is Iman bil Qadr. He said, well, Iman bil Qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi. To have faith, a strong conviction, concerning Al-Qadr, the divine decree, khayrihi wa sharrihi, it's good and it's evil. It is good and it's evil. Now, whatever seen by the Qadr of Allah, whether it is something that we are pleased with or that which we are displeased with, some good comes to us or some calamity befalls us, all of it is from Allah. All of it is from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly decreed and caused to come in degree, caused to happen, but to come about. Al-Iman bil-Qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi, that this really is evil, khayrihi wa mutlihi, this is good and it is good. That is that which befalls us and we enjoy it. This leads to something unpleasant, but that which befalls us which is bitter is something unpleasant. We have to believe that all of this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Kaleem has given a brief definition of the meaning of Al-Iman bil-Qada'i wal-Qadr, and he said it is that a person believes that everything that happens in this universe of those things that exist, the existing things as well as those things which do not exist, the non-existing things, whatever general or special. We must believe that all of it is the Mashiya of Allah, it is the will of Allah, and it is the This is a brief summary of the meaning of what we intend when we say Iman in the Sabbath, the Qadar. It means that a person must have a firm conviction concerning the fact that whatever happens in this world, it is by Allah's decree. It is by Allah's decree. Nothing happens in this world or does not happen, except for Allah's decree to happen or decree that it does not happen. Therefore, what Allah has told us is not a part of his life. And what about that is why it is by Allah's decree to not have his name. So we believe in the divine decree. The divine decree or by whatever definition that we can give to every unit, the meaning that has been written to us here by the Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Khalid, rahimahullah, and what we discuss as we go along concerning the degree, the levels of the belief in Al-Qadr al-Qadr, explain more clearly what is the difference between this Iman, the Iman al-Qadr al-Qadr al-Islam, and what the monies can believe in Mandalay's truth or destiny or whatever. All of this, the good and the evil of it, the free and the good of it, come to the knowledge of Qadbarahullah Rabbuna. But all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who has been created. Allah our Lord, He is the one who has created the field, He has set it to be our given being. And the Father of the world, the living. That means the measure of all things that have been set by Allah. All of these things to be with the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who has set the things to be according to the measure that He has given to them. And all of those things come forth. The fourth of them is the qadar, yani the execution of what He is to do. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given something to do. He has given that it will be. And thus at the time when He has decreed to be, He reported to happen, to come about. That is the qadar, the execution of what He has created to do. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Sharif, Hafidhahullah and Allah protected today, he said concerning the first statement of the Imam Ibn al-Jawz, al-Imam Ibn al-Qadr, he said that it is one of the fundamentals of the Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. It is a fundamental matter amongst the Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And it is one of the fundamentals of the six, one of the six fundamentals of faith. It is one of the six fundamentals of faith. And this is clearly by so many statements in the Quran, and one of them mentioned that which is in the Sunnah of the 54th verse of Allah, that there is everything that exists and everything that happens, we have created it by Qadr, and by three decrees, by sending it to a certain person and a certain amount. Most of the things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include the Quran, chapter 25, verse 2. So خلق كل شيء وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. He created everything. Then we limit it or set it to have a certain measure. I mean, we fix a measure for it. If you do a finger, it's coming into existence, the lifespan of its existence, and what will happen when the time is not there, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the only action. Also, the saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be Ahzab, that's the 33, verse 28. وَكَانَ عَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَحْزُورًا. That the matter, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something that He has set, that He has decreed. He has made it as a set, decreed matter. And all of these things, or everything that exists in this universe, indeed, verily He says, it is what Allah has pre-decreed and then put it to be executed. Now this is what Allah has pre-decreed, qadarahu. And after He pre-decreed, then He qadarahu, He executed all that pre-decreed, and it happened as He had decreed. He told it to be executed. خيره وشره حمله ومره is good and is evil, sweet and is bitter. And as the things that happen in this world, some of them are things that are pleasing to us, and some of them are things that are not pleasing to us. Some of those things we love and some we hate. All of this faith. Everything, all of it, is from Allah Ta'ala. It is from Allah. Meaning that whatever thing, whether it is good or bad, it is from Allah. Meaning that Allah Ta'ala is the one who has decreed it. He is the one who has allowed it to happen. He is the one who willed it to be. And this is understood by the people of Sunnah. وأهل السنة والجماعة أجساد الخير والشر مقدران. The good and the evil, both of them, they are things that are decreed. The good and the evil, both of them are from that which is set and pre-decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of that, Allah is the one, our Lord, He is the one who has pre-decreed. And He is the one who is the takdeer, the setting or measuring of things that are in His hand. That means Allah is the one who controls it. And then the dealing of things about it. And the source of the being executed is from the qada of Allah. And He is the one who sets it. He is the one who sets it. And then He is the one who executes that which He has pre-decreed. And then He says, the three statements of the scholars of Sunnah concerning the will of Allah. فَمَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ وَقَضَى اللَّهُ وَلَهُ is well, that is to be. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَشَاءَ. And وَقَضَى اللَّهُ does not will, وَقَضَى اللَّهُ did not will, it did not be. Here, this statement, it is referring to the will of Allah that is from that category of the things which when Allah wills it, it has to happen. It's the end of those things that Allah loves or that He does not love. It's the end of those things that He is pleased with or that He is not pleased with. But when He wills it, it has to be. The scholars of the people of Sunnah refer to this word as al-irada al-qawliyah or al-irada al-qadariyah. يعني ذا إرادة لولة الله that it is from those things that He decreed, that He wills it, He fixed that it will happen, and it has to happen. It's meant to that which Allah is pleased with, or maybe that which He is not pleased with. But He, in His universal will, al-irada al-qawliya, He said that this thing will really have to happen. There is no fear from it. Unlike the other aspect of the will of Allah, and those things that Allah wills, from that which He loves, and that which He is pleased with, and that which He has legislated in the Quran and in the Sunnah, that He orders the people to do, that is called al-irada al-shara'iyya, or al-irada al-diniyya. And that which Allah has legislated, He wills that the people do it, but He doesn't want to do it. He commanded the people to do it, and He prohibited them from doing it. But He doesn't want to. That is al-irada al-shara'iyya, from the sharia, that Allah has legislated, that He has legalized. He has made this lawful and He has made this prohibited, and the people might observe it or they might not. They might do what Allah has commanded or they might not. This is al-irada al-shara'iyya. Is that will which Allah has legislated? Is from that which He loves, from that which He is pleased with, that it may or may not happen. The difference between the two is that al-irada al-qawliyah, the universal will, or al-irada al-qadariyah, it is that which must happen. When Allah wills it, it has to be. And al-irada al-shara'iyah, it means that which Allah wills, that which He loves. And that which He is pleased with, and the people might or might not do it. This is what is referred to here in this statement, مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. Whatever Allah wills, it was, it will be. And whatever He doesn't will, it will not be. That means al-irada al-qawliyah, al-qadariyah. That which Allah wills to be, that must happen. And it is a question which, in some cases, He loves to be pleased with in other cases. Concerning this aspect of the will of Allah, He says that it is not possible that anything can happen in this universe except that Allah wills. Except that Allah wills. Meaning, we will have that universe. He says the fact that something exists. The fact that something is existing, in and of itself, is a proof that Allah has pre-decreed and that he has chosen to come into being. The Qadr of exists is a proof that it is from the Qadr of Allah and the Qadr of Allah. But he has paid the proof and he has chosen to happen. Saying this, we must also mention that of the important aspects of the creation of Allah, the Qadr of the Qadr, that the talent of the people of Sunnah has explained. In order to understand what is the dimension of power in Islam according to the people of Sunnah, we should know that there are four important things, four levels or four degrees. And here, the first to say that this person of power, it has four degrees, or four levels, darajat or maratib. The first of them is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made everything. Allah knows everything that's happening and everything that is happening and everything that will happen. And everything that Allah didn't will to happen, that it will, it didn't happen. Allah knows everything. His knowledge is all encompassing, the general and the detail. Allah knows everything. And that is the same theory that happens in the earth. He knows already everything that will happen in the universe until the end of time. Even the same theory, the heavens and the earth, as the Shaykh mentioned as we go along with the Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knew, he had the written everything that will happen, 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. The second point, or the second level of degree, and I mean the Qadr al-Qadr, is that it is al-Kitaba, writing. These two go together, al-Ilm al-Kitaba, that Allah knows everything, and that He has everything, He has had everything to be written, that will happen until the end of time. Al-Kitaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written everything that will happen, whether from that which is good or that which is evil. That which is small and insignificant, and that which is greater and greater. He has written it in Allah and Ma'qoon. And the preserved family. Allah and Ma'qoon. Before he came to heaven and earth by 50,000 years. And everything has been written. And this has been confirmed in the authentic Hadith, the Hadith, the Hadith, among others, in the Sunan of Abu Dawud, in the Sunan of Tirmidhi. من حديث قال ابن حديثية أول ما خلق الله القلم قال اكتب حمد ما ليسوا أبو سفيان أكثر من رسول أبو سعود بسبب الصحابة صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إنما أول ما خلق الله القلم فقال له اكتب من ذلك according to the different scholars, this hadith has been read in different ways. إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمَ إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْقَلَمَ يعني بالذالي the first thing that Allah or when Allah first created the sin. And one of the meanings is that when Allah first created, when we get to it right. And some of the scholars have read it in a different way, that it means to be that the first thing that Allah created was the sin. And Allah means this, but perhaps the more correct meaning is that which indicates that when Allah first created the sin, He said to it right. But then he said the same, قال يا رب وماذا أكتب أي ما لو أبلغت العلاج قال سبحانه وتعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى قال أكتب مقابر كل شيء حتى تقيم الساعة right the measure or the measurement or the three things of everything everything that will happen everything that is fulfilled in the world until the hour of judgment the third level or third degree of the faith of the believers in Al-Qadr is having faith in the faith of Al-Qadr is Al-Iman bil-Irada, Al-Mu'tamad. القضية، لأن هذا الشيء من إرادة ليولد الله الهات يشف أدمتك في مرحات هي أجيب لسانك الإرادة الكونية الإرادة القضية ذات يشف أدمتك في مرحات بلين that there is an aspect of the will of Allah that when you will something it has to take place. يعني لماذا الله will something then it has to happen. الله سبحانه وتعالى he will for some things to come into existence so they came into existence just as he will be. And there is no escape for anyone from his irada or his mashiyah from the will of Allah. There is no escape for anyone from the will of Allah, the irada of Allah or the mashiyah of Allah. Here again referring to al-irada al-qadariyya. As for irada al-shar'iyya, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he wills that the people should believe in him, but not all of the people believe in him. He has legislated that the people should pray to him, but not all of the people pray to him. He has already shirk and temple and disobedience, but yet the people pray to him. He will be trying to that the world, the world, the world can, that must be executed. He said, there is no reason he can escape from the will from his will. He will the khayr, the good, which is by the execution of Allah. And the evil is that which is by the qadar, the qadar, or the execution of Allah. It doesn't happen because Allah executes it. There is nothing. And nothing, there is nothing that will be accepted by the permission of Allah, except that Allah allows it. Nothing can happen. No one can do anything. Unless Allah allows it. If somebody is a hero, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows it. It's a wisdom. Otherwise, if Allah doesn't allow it, it cannot happen. Nobody, no one can do anything to this universe that Allah is in control of against or in contradiction to that which He allows. For that which He will in His universe will. He says, again, we repeat the statement, whatever Allah wills, to be in the Father who does not will, it will not be. And this is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 253. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اخْتَفَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. If Allah has willed, if Allah has willed, then they would not have to. They would not have to. But Allah, does whatever he wills. Whatever is in his irada, whatever he wills, he is the one who does it. If he does not will, there is such a thing. No one can do anything unless Allah allows him by meeting with him in his will. Likewise, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 39, من يشاء الله يضلله ومن يشاء يجعله على صراط مستقيم. That whoever Allah wills, He leads them astray. And whoever Allah wills, He causes them to be on the straight path. This means that going astray or being led around, it is by the will of Allah. Everything is by Allah's will. Nothing happened in Allah's will. He talks about in the next section in some detail. The ayah concerning this, but the point here is that the hidayah, the guidance is from Allah. And likewise, the dalal is also, and misguidance is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is based on his wisdom and his justice. And the ayah is concerning tomorrow, meaning, and two the last level, and the level that is covered, the first level, is having faith in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything and brought it into existence in accordance with what He will and what He will and what He will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything. And be very good to existence in accordance with what He knew before He created it. And what He had written in Allah al-Mahdood, and what He will,
That we are nothing. We
is outside of the irada of Allah, of the mashiya of Allah, the irada of the universal will of Allah, that there is nothing which is outside of it. Whoever is guided, Allah is the one who is guided him by his purpose, by his mercy, by his grace, by his favor. Allah is the one who guides you. And whoever does this thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has made a mistake. Be adri by his justice. And whoever is guided, it is the fatal of Allah, Allah's favor. And whoever does astray, it is the justice of Allah. It is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything happening according to what Allah wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who according to what he wills and what he decrees. Then the mention on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first and the last of the same one verse 23, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهو يسأل. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to be questioned about what he does, but where to be questioned. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not to be there. Whether they understand the wisdom of it or not, if Allah allows some evil to exist in the world, whether it is sin, or disbelief, or shirk, or calamity, or shaitan, the existence of these things are by the will of Allah. Why they exist, the shirk is by wisdom, by the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we don't know it, Allah is not to be questioned. He is the one who does whatever he will. But if there is a peace that will be questioned, then the human being who should do only what Allah will. Otherwise, everyone who says it Allah will, Allah will indeed will be questioned. Then he said, concerning the knowledge of Allah, after reaching these levels as the father of Allah, عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَبْلَ قَوْلِهِ فَجَرَى عَلَى قَدْرِهِ لَا يَكُونُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ قَوْلٍ وَلَا عَمَلٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ قَدَاهُ وَصَدَقَ عِلْمُهُ بِهِ. And the saying of Allah, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَهُ هُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who knows everything before its existence. Before it existed, Allah is the one who knows it. Then everything came to pass. What happened was occurred according to the qadr of Allah, according to what we have seen in the dream. There is nothing from his servants, from any of his creatures, whether speech or action, except that Allah has caused it to come into existence. He has made the only one executed that thing, allowed it to come into existence, and his knowledge has also been finished. And Allah already knew it before the human being does anything. Allah already knows what they're going to do. He really knew that he did the risk between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Does not the one who creates or who creates, does he not know that he is the one who is familiar, and he is the one who is kind, and he is all aware? Concerning this thing, the Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Hamid, Hafidah Allah, he said, the saying of Al-Imam did not be made, that Allah knew everything, that He knew everything before its existence, and then everything came to pass, or occurred according to what He has seen in dreams. He said, this is just what He has said before. For we need the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He encompasses everything. He knows the things before He created them. And this is in the general as well as in the detailed manner. So I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is knowledge of everything. There is general knowledge of everything as well as the details of the specifics of it. As well as the details, every detail of what will happen and what the creatures will do or not do. When those things happen, when they occur, in the dream of existence, and they were in agreement with the knowledge of Allah and the will of Allah and the creation of Allah. So everything is created with a pre-decree. Everything is created with a pre-decreed measure. And this is, as in the saying of Allah, that we need to do this in the Holy Summit, chapter 54, and verse 21, and the Holy Summit, and the Holy Summit, and the Holy Summit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we need everything. We have created whether through speech or action, etc. But Allah brings them into existence. He is the one who created this to happen. And his knowledge that God brings it, he sees it. He clearly brings it into existence. So it's distant to other dimensions. So if it's not possible, anything is happening in this universe. Whether it is from the fame, that action, whether it is from righteousness, there is good things, or that which is unrighteous. There is nothing that happens in this universe except that the power of Allah and the knowledge of Allah has been created. Allah has already created the universe and He already knew it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't want, and He didn't will, either, shara'an. And here, the Shaykh now is going to explain the proof of the two types of al-irada. Al-irada al-shara'iyya and al-irada al-qawliyya. He said that as far as either, Allah, He doesn't will, and He didn't will either, shara'an. And He means sharia. It's not Allah's will and that which He has legislated, that He loves, and that He ordered the people to do, that somebody does it. That's not from a very stated or legal will. It's not from al-irada al-shara'iyya. Indeed, Allah, on the contrary, Allah has prohibited it, from evil, and He has warned the people from it. Allah has prohibited evil, and He has warned the people from it. So whoever does it cannot say, it is Allah's will. We did it because Allah willed it. Meaning that we cannot say it is what Allah wants or what Allah is pleased with. Allah is not pleased with. He has said it, and He has warned the people, and He has threatened that those who believe in it, that He will punish them. So He said it is not from the irada shara'iyya, what Allah has really said. Meaning that which is not by Allah. And this is like the saying of Allah in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 28. قل إن الله لا يعمر بالفحشاء. Say that verily Allah does not command the order of the people with evil and iniquity. It is decent behavior. Obscure behavior. Allah has not ordered such. Nobody can do that and say, it is Allah's will. And doing what Allah has willed, nothing can happen except what Allah willed. Because what we are saying here is that what Allah has ordered and what Allah has prohibited, that is from the legislative world. And what must happen is from the universal world. And we have to distinguish between them, otherwise those who believe it, they will say it is the will of Allah and claim to be the truth from them. We'll say that what Allah has legislated is that will is what you should do. And otherwise whoever goes outside of that, then they are answerable. Likewise, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Surah Al-Zumar, verse 7, وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased for His servants to engage in kufr. Allah is not pleased that somebody engaged or falling in kufr. That a person should engage in an act of disbelief. Allah is not pleased with it. So here we know for sure that what Allah has prohibited, then Allah is not pleased with it. It is not from what Allah loves. Then those things are not from His irada or shara'iyya. If they happen, it is because Allah has decided to His irada, the Qawliyya, the universal will, and He has decided those things to happen for the wisdom. And again, if we understand the level of belief and power of Allah, then we know. But when we say Allah has decided to do something, we don't mean that Allah forced a person to do what they have done. But we mean that Allah knew what they were going to do. And He had it written before it happened. And if He's been a person, He will allow it to happen. So that's our wisdom. And then He gave the human being the ability, the power and the ability, as well as the will to choose what He will do. He has told the people what is right and what is wrong. And He has encouraged the people to do good by promising them to be good, and discouraged them from evil by threatening them with His punishment. And He has said the revelation in the prophets and messengers so that the people will know that which is right and that which is wrong, and then they will choose to act in good for that which is pleasing to Allah and His reward. So, here He said, in this ayah we know that Allah is not pleased with Allah. سبحانه وتعالى ولم تلوذ الشرك الله إذ ما تلوذ بسجود سنين سبقا إذا تلوذ بدون دين إذا تكتب بغنك لذا إذا تكتب بغنك وتكتب في تكتب كم سيد لأيضا
They have
command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the characteristics of perfection. They deny that Allah has knowledge before anything else. They deny that, they have denied one of the characteristics of perfection. And they have accused Allah of the opposite. The opposite of perfection, yani imperfection, as we said. Even if it happens to Allah from such. Then we should be able to see the law. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. Does not he the one who created the world that he is the Father in the all ayat. He is Allah in the Sanctuary. Then he says, from the summary from this passage, is that it is a good show to have faith in the Father, the divine decree, in all of this level that he knows, and that it is one of the six pillars of Iman. And everything that happens in this universe, everything that comes into existence of the creatures, it is created, and it is existed by the permission of Allah, and by the execution of that thing coming into existence from Allah, and by the will of Allah. So I mean, the will of Allah, and the universe will come to Mashiach, and the Holy of Allah, and the Holy. He says, yani concerning the guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving guidance to whomever He wills and leading astray whomever He wills, and that whoever He guides it is by His favor, and whoever He leads astray it is justly, and that nothing happens in this, in the universe, except that Allah wills it or allows it. He says concerning this, مُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray whomever He wills. فَيَخْذُلُهُ بِعَدْلِهِ, يعني Allah leads astray whomever He wills, and He abandons him by His justice. He abandons him meaning that He doesn't give that person the success in following the guidance. He leaves the one who turns away from the truth, He leaves him in that which he wants to go to. And He makes the way easy for him to do that which he wants to do. So He leaves him. The one who turns away from the guidance of Allah, then Allah makes it easy for them to turn away. And He abandons them and leaves them in misguidance. وَيَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ فَيُوَفَّقُهُ بِفَضْلِهِ, and He guides whomever He wills, and therefore He gives him the success, the tawfiq, the success in following the guidance and following the right way, and this is due to His fadl, due to the favor or the grace or the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever He leads astray, it is due to His justice, yani due to the fact that that person deserves to be led astray, because he turned away from Allah, so Allah turns him away. And whoever Allah guides, it is His favor and His bounty that He gives to whomever He wills. It is a favor from Allah, because Allah is the one who made the way for that person to be guided by sending the prophets and the messengers and the revelations, and by opening that person's heart to the truth when they saw it. He says, فَكُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ بِتَيْسِيرِهِ, so everyone is made easy, everyone is facilitated, and it is made easy for him by the facility of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَكُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ بِتَيْسِيرِهِ إِلَى مَا سَبَقَ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ وَقَدْرِهِ مِنْ شَقِيٍّ أَوْ سَعِيدٍ, yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has facilitated or made easy by His facility to, for every person to fulfill that which has preceded in His knowledge and His divine pre-decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitates it for whomever He wills. That is, that they be of those who are shaqiyun, wretched, meaning the people of hellfire, the people who will lose out, or they will be from the sa'id, those who are fortunate, the fortunate ones, meaning the people of paradise. Allah makes easy for everyone, whether they will be of those who will lose or those who will be successful. He is the one who makes it easy for them. And His knowledge of such and His divine decree of it precedes it. تعالى الله أن يكون في ملكه ما لا يريد.
يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى is high above, exalted and far removed from the possibility of there being in his kingdom that which he does not will, that which he has not willed. أو يكون لأحد عنه غنى, or that anyone, يعني that anyone would be free of need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without need of Allah. Allah is far removed from the possibility of such, that there be anything in his kingdom that he doesn't will, or that يعني his universal and his شرعي, يعني anything in his universal will. There's nothing in his universal will except يعني nothing happens except that it is within the bounds of his universal will. And there is no one who is without need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خالقاً لكل شيء ألا هو رب العباد ورب عمالهم والمقدر لحركاتهم وأجالهم. He said that it is also يعني impossible that anyone can be free of need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he is the creator, while he is the خالق of everything. How can anyone be free of need of him? How can anyone do that which he doesn't will while he is the creator? Isn't he the Rabb of the Ibad, the Lord of the creatures, of the created beings? And the Rabb, the Lord of their actions. Yani the one who brought them into existence and also the creator of their actions. And he is the Muqaddir, the one who decrees or measures their harakat, yani their movements, and their ajal, yani their lifespans. Here the Shaykh, he says in the explanation of this point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he leaves astray whomever he wills. Then he abandons them due to his justice. And he guides whomever he wills. And he gives them the success from his favor or his bounty. Whoever Allah wants to abandon and to lead him astray, he prohibits him from the hidayah, the guidance. Whoever Allah wills that he abandon him and that he lead him astray and that he prohibit him from the guidance, the hidayah, then Allah does so. He does whatever he wills. And that is justice from him. And it is putting the dalala, astrayness, in the place that is appropriate for it. Yani when Allah leads someone astray, it means that misguidance, he has placed it in the place that is appropriate. He has misguided the one who deserves to be misguided. He has misguided the one who turns away from the guidance. Then he makes it easy for him to go astray. He said, because justice, al-adl, it is putting a thing in its place. It is putting a thing in its place. So putting misguidance in its place, where it belongs for the one who deserves it, that is Allah's justice. It is not injustice from Allah. He said, when we see what has preceded in the knowledge of Allah and His pre-decree, and whoever has chosen misguidance, whoever has chosen misguidance, and if they have rejected the truth and they have turned away from the guidance, when we see this, when that happens, that a person chooses misguidance, then Allah increases them, yani in their misguidance. And He gives them the ability or the success to take the measures that assure their misguidance and increase in misguidance. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it easy for them to take the measures so that they would continue in their misguidance and be increased in it. And this is pure justice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's pure justice, because when somebody turns away, then Allah allows them to turn away and facilitates for them that it is in accordance with their will that they refuse to accept the right way. So whoever Allah wills, guidance for him. And He gives him the success or the ability to follow the guidance and to take the necessary measures to be guided aright. Then this is also justice. It is also justice because it is putting the guidance in the place that is suitable, appropriate for it. For the one who is seeking guidance and turns towards the truth, and Allah gives them, He gives them the success in following that guidance, this is also justice in that Allah has put the guidance in the place that is suitable for it. However, it is also His bounty. It is also the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if He had left that person without a messenger and without the legislation, the guidance that He has sent, then indeed that person would have fallen into clear misguidance. And that person would not have known how to worship his Lord. And he would not have known how to search for and to seek out his pleasure. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not granted the guidance, sent the prophets and messengers in the revelation, then that person would have gone astray for sure, and they would not have known how to worship Allah and to seek his pleasure. Therefore it is Allah's bounty, it is his fadl, it is his favor and his grace when somebody is guided. Both guidance and misguidance, al-hidayah wa al-dalal, both of them are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is mentioned in innumerable verses in the Qur'an, and amongst them the Shaykh mentions that which is in Surah Al-An'am, verse 125, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ. Whoever Allah wills in his irada, whoever Allah wills to guide, then he guides them. Whoever Allah wills to guide, يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Then he opens his heart, opens his chest towards Islam, that he is receptive to the Islam. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّكًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّهُ يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَذَلِكَ يَجْعَلْ اللَّهُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. يعني whoever Allah wills that he lead him astray, then he makes his heart or his chest tight, يعني restricted, as though he is ascending up into the heavens. And in this way, Allah, he causes the rijs, yani the uncleanliness, to be upon those who do not believe. So here in this ayat, it is clear that whoever Allah wills to guide, he opens their heart towards the Islam, and whoever Allah wills to lead astray, then he restricts their chest, so that they don't يعني come to the truth. And likewise, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 93, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But if Allah had willed, if it was the mashia of Allah, يعني His universal will, He would have made all of you one ummah, one nation, all following one way. But Allah leads astray whomever he wills, and he guides whomever he wills. Allah leads astray whomever he wills, justly, those who deserve it. And he guides whomever he wills, and those who deserve it, who turn towards it or open their heart, then Allah facilitates for them the way to find the guidance. Then the saying of Al-Imam Ibn Abi Zayd, فَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ بِتَيْسِيرِهِ إِلَى مَا سَبَقَ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ وَقَدْرِهِ مِنْ شَقِيٍّ أَوْ سَعِيدٍ. Then everyone is facilitated by the facility of Allah. Everyone is made easy for them by Allah's facility to move towards or to execute that which has preceded in His knowledge and His divine decree, whether that person would be of the wretched, yani those who would be in the hellfire, or those who are fortunate, those who would be in the paradise. And this is, as it has been mentioned in a number of hadith, and here the Shaykh has mentioned one of them, the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له. He said that act, yani do the good deeds, do whatever you intend to do. For everyone, it will be made easy for him to go towards and to reach that which he has been created for. Whoever has been created to be in the hellfire, it will be made easy, it will be facilitated for them to do that. And whoever has been created for the paradise, it will be made easy for them. Allah will facilitate for them to do the deeds of the people of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told them, don't rely on the decree, the pre-decree, but act, because everyone will have it made easy for him to do with that which he has been created for. Inshallah, we'll stop for the adhan for a moment and complete, yani quickly, that which is remaining, bismillah. Allah. Thank you.
حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله محمد. اللهم رب العالمين محمد سيدنا خليلنا. لا إله إلا الله محمد.
And in what remains in the next few moments, inshallah, here the Shaykh has mentioned some points concerning this previous statement that everyone will be facilitated to do that which has been pre-decreed for them and to reach that position which they have been created for, whether paradise or hellfire. He said that every person will do the deeds in accordance with what has preceded in the knowledge of Allah and the pre-decree of Allah, and no one will go outside of what Allah has pre-decreed. And it has been narrated in the hadith, and in authentic hadith, where the angel has been ordered to write for the human being while they are in the belly of their, in the womb of their mother. He has been ordered to write by the command of Allah four things. Here the Shaykh mentions the meaning of the hadith and the shahid, or the point of reference for this subject. He said that from amongst those things that would be written would be whether he would be of the wretched, the people of hellfire, or of the fortunate, the people of the paradise. Yani that it would be written while the person is in the womb of their mother. He said, therefore, it is not possible that any human being will go outside of what Allah has pre-decreed. Yani concerning as-sa'ada, those who will be fortunate, or shafawa, those who will be unfortunate. Indeed, every human being will act and work towards and labor towards, in accordance with what has been pre-decreed for him. And nothing will go outside of the will of Allah. And this is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Taqwiyah, chapter 81, verse 29, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ, that you will not will anything, إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, except that Allah wills it, the Lord of the world. Yani that the human being's will is subject to the greater will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing will go outside of the will of Allah. And then he said the last couple of points, that Allah is far removed from the possibility of there being anything in His creation that He does not will. It is indeed yani falsehood to ascribe to Allah that something will happen in His sovereignty, in His kingdom, in spite of His will, yani contrary or in contradiction to His will. This is something unimaginable. Rather, whatever Allah, when Allah wills a matter, it is. And whenever He doesn't will, it will not be. As for His saying, أَوَنْ يَكُونَ لِأَحَدٍ عَنْهُ غِنَى, or that there should be for anyone, yani that anyone in the creature, of the creatures, would be free of need of Allah, He said, the proof against this is the saying of Allah, in Surah Al-Zumar, verse 39, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ, that you are the ones who are in need of Allah, while Allah is the one who is free of need, the praiseworthy. Therefore, no one is free of need. No one will be free of need of Allah, even for the blinking of an eye. Indeed, every human being is in need of Allah. In terms of his creation, that Allah created him and brought him into existence, and the controlling of his affairs, Allah is the one who controls the affairs of the universe, as well as his guidance, yani Allah guiding him to that which is for his benefit in this world and in the next life. Every human being is in need of Allah. خَالِقٌ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and Allah is the creator of everything. This is like the saying of Allah, اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, Allah is the creator of everything. This ayat, Allahu خَالَقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. This is in Surah Al-Zumar, and the previous ayah is Surah Al-Fatir, chapter 35, verse 15. This is the ayah from Surah Al-Zumar, said that Allah is the creator of everything. So there is nothing in the heavens and the earth except that Allah has created it. And he says, yani, the argument that he makes for this is a rational argument, that anything, it will either be anything, yani, thing that exists, it is either the creator or it is the creation. And when we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the creator, and there is no creator other than Him, then this necessitates us to admit that there is nothing besides Him, except that it is creation. And it is in need of a Rabb, yani, to care for it, and to sustain it, and to guide it, and to direct it. And this is what Imam Ibn Abi Zayd intended when he said, أَلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْعِبَادِ وَرَبُّ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. That indeed Allah, isn't He the one who is the Lord of His creatures, His servants, and the Lord of their actions, and the one who brings them into existence, and then sustains and provides for them, and He is the one also who is the creator of their actions. And this is similar to the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah As-Saffat, chapter 37, verse 96, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in reference to the people of Ibrahim alayhi salam when they used to make idols. He said, Allah revealed this ayat, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is the one who created you and that what you do. Yani the statues or the idols that you make, Allah is the creator of you and that what you do. And this is the proof that Allah is not only the creator of the creatures, but He is also the creator of the actions of the creatures. So that the actions of the servants are also created by Allah. Allah has pre-decreed it, and He has written it, and He willed it, and then He brought it into existence by His ability or His power and His knowledge, and in accordance with His wisdom. Allah is the one who controls the movements, and He is the one who sets the movements of the human beings, and He is the one who has set the lifespans, or their time, or their existence in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who decreed the movement as well as stillness. And everything, He is the one who created it. And He is the one who set the lifespan for the servants. He has written the lifespan of every created being before He created the heavens and the earth. And this is, He encloses with the ayah from Surah Al-A'raf, verse 34. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخُرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. That when their term, the term of their existence, when it comes, the end of their term comes, then there is no delaying it, not even for an hour, nor advancing it. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the time for the creatures in this world. No one will live in this world, or nothing will exist in this world. Yani beyond that which He has set, yani they will not go out of existence before its time or after it. And then He says the summary of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whomever He wills by His favor or His bounty, and He leads astray whomever He wills by His justice. And every human being, it will be made easy for them to reach that which they have been created for, yani to do the deeds that will facilitate them reaching that which they have been created for. And nothing exists in this universe except that it is the qadr of Allah, or the qada of Allah, that He executes it, and no one is without need of Allah, and that Allah is the creator of the people as well as their actions, and the one who has yani control over and sets the measure of the movements as well as the absence of movement. This is the end of yani what we can cover for today, what we had intended to reach for today. The questions, if we can just look at them briefly, yani, maybe there's 10 minutes remaining before the Iqamah. We'll take 5 minutes bi-idhnillah and try to answer the questions quickly. As for the detailed answers of those questions, and we can refer back to any notes that we have. Explain what is meant by al-Iman and al-Qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi. Yani in brief, what is meant by al-Iman and Qadr? It means to believe that everything that exists, it is by the will of Allah, that nothing happens in this world except that Allah has pre-decreed it. And that whatever happens to us, it could not have passed us by, and whatever passed us by, it would not have yani befallen us. Discuss the difference between al-Qadr and al-Qadha. The difference, yani some of the scholars, many of the scholars of the past and contemporary scholars from the people of Sunnah have said that these words are often used interchangeably to have the same meaning, However, if they are used, that is if they are used separately. However, if they are used together, then the meaning of al-qadr, it means that which Allah has pre-decreed, He has pre-measured. And al-qadr, it means the execution of what He has pre-decreed. Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen has mentioned this in a number of places. Perhaps some amongst them is in his explanation of Jumat al-Itiqad, or it is in al-Aqeed al-Wasatiyya. Number three, define and discuss the difference between al-irada al-qawniyya, the universal will, and al-irada al-shara'iyya, the legal, legislative will of Allah the Most High. The difference is that al-irada al-qawniyya, it is that thing which when Allah wills it, it must happen. Whereas al-irada al-shara'iyya, it may or may not happen. And the second difference is al-irada al-qawniyya, it is of those things which Allah loves and that which He does not love. Whereas al-irada al-shara'iyya is only that which Allah loves and is pleased with. Mention and explain the four levels or degrees of iman, the qadr, the faith and divine decree. They are ilm, knowledge, and al-kitaba, the writing of everything that would happen, al-irada, that nothing happens except by the will of Allah, and al-khalq, that Allah is the only creator, the creator of everything, the creatures and the actions. Number five, what is the hukm shari'i, legal ruling concerning one who denies only one of the levels of al-iman al-qadr? Yani the legal ruling concerning the one who denies even one of the aspects of al-qadr is that that person has, if they deny one of those degrees or one of those aspects, they deny the qadr. And whoever denies al-qadr, they have disbelieved. Because al-qadr is one of the fundamental or the basic pillars of faith. Mention the two deviations or deviant groups related to al-iman al-qadr. The two deviations are those who said that the human being has absolute free will and his will is not subject to the will of Allah, that is the qadariyya, and the other is the opposite extreme, those who said the human being has no will, that he is only doing yani what has been pre-decreed for him without having any ability or any control over what he does, and that is the jabariyya. Number seven, how can we explain the statement, He Allah will lead astray whomever He wills and abandons him, bi adlihi, due to His justice? The explanation of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray whomever He wills. By justice, it means that He leads astray those who deserve to be astray. That is, those who themselves turn away. Then Allah facilitates for them to turn away, yani to take the means and the measures for their continued misguidance. That is His justice. If everyone is facilitated by Allah to fulfill what He has pre-decreed as to whether he will be shaqi or sa'id, why should anyone strive in doing good deeds? It is because nobody knows what has been pre-decreed for them. If they are the people of paradise or the hellfire, therefore everyone must strive. And if they are the people of the paradise, Allah will make easy for them to do the deeds of paradise. Allah will facilitate them. And if they are the people of hellfire, and they turn away from the guidance, Allah will facilitate for them that which Allah has pre-decreed for them. The Prophet ﷺ ordered the people, اعملوا, and he ordered them, work, strive to do good deeds. فَقُلٌ نُيَكْسَبْ لِمَا قُلِقَ لَهُ. For everyone, it will be made easy for them to reach that which he has been created for. Does anything happen in this world contrary to Allah's will, His irada or mashiyah? Explain. We can say that the explanation of this is, if you mean al-irada al-qawniyya, nothing happens contrary to the will of Allah. Al-irada al-qawniyya is universal will. However, if you mean al-irada al-shara'iyya, then the people might act contrary to Allah's will, His legal will, legislated will. That is, they might do that which Allah has prohibited, or they might fail to perform that which Allah has commanded. Explain the statement, Allah is the creator of the creatures and whatever they do, their actions. This is from the saying of Allah that He is the creator of everything, and the saying of Allah in the ayat related to Ibrahim that Allah is the creator, and He created you, and that which you do, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created their ability to act, and He created their will to choose, and therefore He is the ultimate one who brings into existence the creature as well as that which He does. الله أعلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. If there are any questions after Salat, anybody who can return may return. Maybe there's just 2 or 3 minutes before the Iqamah. If there's any questions, something left unclear, or any any correction, especially if there's a correction. One of the brothers corrected something last week, but he corrected us outside, so nobody got the benefit of it. So if there's any correction, please bring it to the attention of us while we are in the dars, so that anybody who's here, they will also get the benefit of that correction, inshallah.